Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Ah, Delaney Mears, who ran away. Ran away to Melbourne town.
Hello.
In the convicts nation of Australia.
I did.
To make your fortune.
Yeah.
And to learn to do a deep dive into the wonderful world of yum yum.
Yes.
And
yum yum.
Yeah, and now you come home, you bring home what news of the colony?
News of the colony. Food is good there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But you know, food is great here too. There are places.
Are you just saying that because you just don't want us to feel insignificant?
No way.
Yeah, so in your trip back, what is your top three places you miss to go to?
Coffee Pen and Eden Terrace.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Coffee Pen. Amano down in Britomart.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Had a hell of a sandwich there the other day.
Oh, a sandwich.
Wow, I've always thought Melbourne does a hell of a sandwich. But maybe
does a hell of a sandwich.
Now think about it, maybe go overboard a wee bit too.
And also I went to Ema in Fort Street and had this like salad with halloumi. It was really good. It was like sumac-y, tomato-y, cucumber.
Sumac.
Yeah. Do you blush when you eat something really good? Are you sort of lost for words initially?
Yes, and I've been known to well up on two occasions in my life.
Wow.
Well, over what?
Yeah.
One was a taco.
Where?
Which I now refer to as the emotional taco. I just sort of, I'd had a martini and I was, a bit overwhelmed.
Don't blame it on the martini. This is the future. No, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Why not shed a tear over fine food?
No, why not blame it on the martini?
Then we start getting into this alcohol discussion and that's a, that's a part of the Christmas
food
thing.
I was in the moment and I had this taco.
Oh, shit.
Where was it from?
It was at Roots in Littleton, which is a super fun, fine dining, but all New Zealand produce.
Were you on any sort of drugs or anything like that?
No, I was not on drugs. I was high on their naturally fermented sort of, taco shell thing, soft tortilla. So what happened is
this is a great story, by the way. Forget Melbourne. Yeah.
They start their meal with this little Brazilian cheese ball. It's got this sort of aged New Zealand cheddar through it.
They're playing with your emotions.
Yeah, so they bring it out and they're like, this is just to get you started, and you have it and you're like, oh my God, that's the greatest thing I've ever eaten. And then, the really great waiter gives you a delicious glass of something. It was local. And then the younger chef came out and just bent down at the table and he was just like, hey, so this is our and we do this to it and we just ferment this and then we do that and that and that. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I had a bite. I just lost it. Welled up. Just a tiny bit.
Cry now. Yes,
I didn't cry.
You still got your about to cry now.
What was the second thing?
I didn't cry.
Delaney, if you need to cry, you cry, baby.
I know.
Do you want to cry? Maybe go away.
This
is really weird. This is cool, but...
The second one was in Japan. In Japan, we went to Osaka just for one meal because it was the last day of our rail pass. I might have already talked about this, but we had to get back to Tokyo and we were in Kyoto, so we just went down to Osaka because we had this ramen database that my friend had sent me. Yeah, it's a local one. Yeah. And so this one
just to recap, a ramen database.
Yes. That locals rate them. And this one place in Osaka had a bright pink star, which was not seen anywhere else on the map. And it was the highest rating one. So we were like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. We'll go the 25-minute train ride. We'll have dinner in Osaka and then we'll go back to Tokyo.
Wait, did you use that sort of language when Tokyo?
Sorry, yeah. And we got there and it was a 17-minute queue. Which isn't actually too bad. Yeah, and then when we actually...
17 minutes.
Yeah, we stood and queued for this ramen for 70 minutes.
Oh, I think I've seen this place on the internet.
There are lots of them.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, we queued, we ate it, and we were speechless. Yeah, we just looked at each other, we were just like, speechless, kept eating. And then got to sort of nearly the end before we were even able to communicate.
One single tear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
Christmas
food.
Was the theme. Is the theme.
Christmas and
Australia. Yeah, but Melbourne's great, you know.
Yeah, good.
They love an artisan croissant over there.
That sounds like a bunch of. That sounds I'm sorry,
when
but
when I was there recently, I went to an artisan croissant place.
What a bunch of arse. Are you serious?
Yeah, I did. That place with all the concrete.
Loon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place.
you know,
an artisan croissant
and
place.
And they make them in this glass box in the middle of
it's
the
like
place.
A fishbowl.
Like you can watch them.
What's the bakers?
It's quite strange.
Excuse me, I might just open a little bag of whoop-de-doo and whoop-de-doo.
Hey, talking about food. This is.
Anyway, okay, I mean, but the thing is that place Loon is, you know, super popular and it's got slick branding and it's a beautiful building. But you've got to hunt out the, you know, the old school
ones
that have been going for years.
We had a friend, the former manager of our band, took me to a fantastic Indonesian restaurant called the Isthmus of Kra. Is that still there?
I've not heard of it, but I
very
will investigate.
Swanky, very swanky, but also very well known because you can go out the back and smoke weed.
Wow.
So that's what he's into.
Yeah.
But just you just went and did it, and I mean,
and then you ate
it's
your,
not to my taste.
Then you
the
ate
cannabis,
the Indonesian food.
But it was just funny watching people just go out and just smoke weed, and everyone just look at each other like, "Is something going to happen?" Oh no, we're fine.
Crazy.
And then they serve the food afterwards.
Yeah. Wow.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. Yeah. That's the thing. I was finished ages before everyone else.
They do a great banh mi also, Melbourne.
What's a banh mi?
The Vietnamese pork roll.
Oh, yes.
New Zealand. I
was fascinated that the people like those so much, but yeah.
Really? Have you had one? A good one.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah, they're very,
really
they're
good
very,
one.
Very delicious.
Like a good sandwich, but
Pate, crispy, kind of fatty pork chunks and some delicious sauce and some peanuts and some coriander and chili and slaw and mayo.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Can you buy the ingredients you want, where you want to buy them, and how's the organic food situation over there?
Now,
and,
there's a really great farmers market system over there,
and
they move around, and they've now implemented no takeaway plates or cups, so they're all reusable, and there's a wash station, so you go and wash your stuff after you've had your coffee or bought your sandwich.
For some people, that's the first time they'll ever wash their dishes.
Probably, yes.
Wash the produce?
No, wash your dishes. Oh. So if you buy a...
Sometimes when people are finished eating tests, they wash their dishes.
I don't want to go there. But we went to a farmer's market the other day and had a chipotle mushroom burger for breakfast. It was a sloppy, cheesy, mushroomy chipotle mayo thing. And you know, then you've got your plate. Oh, I had a fried egg on it too. Yeah, really good. Yum. You got your plate and you go and just dunk it in the wash station and you don't have to throw away a takeaway plate.
I really like that.
It's good.
Cool idea. Yeah.
But great produce from all over the great state of Victoria. So you got all the farmers that come in.
All the way from Mildura.
Good for prepping your Christmas meals.
Yes.
Or your fruitcake, if that's...
Yes.
If you're that way.
Which brings me to, how was I gonna top my finale brulee of July?
Hey, what about that brulee?
I remember
that. Do you tell people about that when you're over there?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
All the time. But I remembered that Mike loves a fruitcake, and I also love a fruitcake. And a few weeks ago, messaged Mum. I was like, hey, have you got Grandma's fruitcake recipe? My grandma died a few years ago at the age of 96, absolute legend. And she...
Her memory lives on in the fruitcake.
It does. And Mum had the original copy with my grandma's handwriting.
Aww.
So she sent
my mum's got the same thing.
So good. So she sent it to me, and I had to...
And pass down the generations.
Yes. Oh, I had to sort of corroborate Grandma's recipe with my Auntie Cheryl's, because granted missed a few crucial ingredients like temperature of the oven.
So hang on a second. Time. So what you've done is basically just corrected it.
No, I don't want to say that at all. I soaked the fruit in brandy for a week, and then I whipped it up the night before I left and checked with customs that you can't put raw nuts on top, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed in the country with it. So it's a plain.
So you declared
raw
that?
I did declare it.
It's a plain fruitcake.
Did
it was in my suitcase. No, they didn't.
Oh. Is this New Zealand customs?
Yes. And here
did
is a chunk of it.
Did the dog come and sniff your bag?
There was a beagle sniffing around, but he kind of left me alone. So
Interesting.
Yeah, I did my research.
Yeah. That's that's very smart. That's smart traveling.
I arrived home with my cake in my suitcase, and here is a chunk.
And here
it's
is
currently
a chunk,
wrapped in foil.
So
I wish I had a little Christmassy version of that.
Sleigh
bells,
jingle bells on top.
So you're back.
Just back for a short time.
Just doing that thing.
Heading back to find my fortune, you know, all that.
Right.
But
right,
I am still on Instagram.
Burger King over this one.
And I've started this thing. I do a food story every Friday lunchtime.
I enjoy those.
Yeah, week of food. So have a look. And I've actually just about to publish a blog post about some easy Christmas entertaining. So,
oh, yeah, because I'll tell you what, at this time of year, it is flat tack.
Yeah.
Trying to get things done. And if you can streamline that entertaining.
Absolutely.
Then, well.
Yeah.
But what a way to get out of the stress and immerse yourself in some cooking. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or baking.
All of it.
It's a nice way to relieve the pressure.
And just general gluttony.
Okay, yeah. This is you. You're here back now. Before we sign off officially on your segment, your slot, your moment on the radio again, Delaney. Have you got something new to tell us about? Like there's a new, I don't know. Oftentimes a new. Sometimes you've brought some amazing things to the table. You've gone. This is something I've discovered.
Oh.
Sumac was the one that you told me about.
Oh man, how good is sumac?
I love sumac. But it's been. I mean, it's a hot topic out in the office for the last couple of days.
I've really jumped on the sumac.
Can we talk about sumac one more time then? Because
it's your call.
A couple of weeks ago, Yale from
sumac.
Yale from EMA, down in Fort Street, which I've talked about. She came over and did a lunch in Melbourne, which I went to, and I was reminded of this recipe, which is also in her cookbook, which is a great Christmas present. Fried cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Fry the cauliflower. Roll it in tahini.
Mm.
Roll it in sumac.
Because
it's lemon juice.
She does
tahini with some lemon. It's a vegan recipe, and it is amazing. It's so delicious.
This is like sending a tradesman off to a health spa and get a makeover.
Is it?
Well, I find cauliflower the tradesman of vegetables.
Yeah.
But having said that, when it gets up, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's so versatile.
Sumac, lemony tahini. Yeah. Anyway, it was a really great vegetable side dish.
You can never be accused of being biased towards fancy foods.
No.
Because, you know, I love someone who can big up brulee, but at the same time promote to the wonders of cauliflower, Delaney. Mm. It's lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
It's been a pleasure.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Enjoy a quarter of my grandma's fruit cake.
We'll eat that cake for you,
Paloma. I love that you've specified how much.
Yes.
For Mikey. Just a quarter.
Just a quarter of that.
Well, I made, no. I made one big cake and my family, ate it. All of it. Heaps of it.
Oh, this is the quarter.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant Mikey could only have a quarter of this.
No. Mikey can share that however he seems to deem appropriate.
Because he loves
fruitcake. It's like a soccer ball sized chunk. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I do love fruitcake.
Morning tea.
Anyway.
Enjoy.
Hey, Christmas. It's a lady, lovely.
Happy food.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears. Remember when your car